Hi everyone, it's been a minute. My name's Nate, and I'm the host of the Imperfect Podcast. This is a podcast by myself and friends at times, where we talk about God, of course, from the eyes of myself, a young 21-year-old Christian in college, soon to be college graduate in a year. This semester was pretty busy for me. I put an episode out at the beginning of the semester in August or September, and then I went MIA. It's been very busy. However, yesterday I spoke with my grandfather and he gave me some words of wisdom and motivation, basically saying that you never know who you impact with the things that you say, especially when it comes from me, a young black man talking about God, and that's living that life as well and trying to be an influence to people. So I figured I should make my comeback on this, and also it kind of dawned on me that my life felt better when I did these episodes because I spent more time with God when I did these. I can say this past semester, I don't think I spent enough time with God. And while I thought it was a good semester, I think there could have been better times. And I say that mainly spiritually and religiously in my relationship with God. I'm not saying that because I regret anything I did or anything, but I could have done better. And this is me making myself do better. When I did put out that last episode, I thought it was my best. And it turns out that it is. It has the most downloads of all my episodes. I also came back to find out I have 920 total downloads. When I left, it was at 600. And 320 of you all showed love to me. And the countries... Let me just read this list. Of course the U.S., because I'm from the U.S. I have Hong Kong, Brazil, specifically Sao Paulo in Brazil, and Hong Kong, of course. All over the U.S., we all have Blacksburg, where I go to school, Virginia Tech, L.A., Atlanta, Chapel Hill, Bowie, Alexandria, Fairfax, Arlington, North Miami, Phoenix. I have Kampala in Uganda. I have Singapore. I cannot say that German city, but I have Germany. Ashburn in the U.S., Henrico in the U.S., Roanoke in the U.S., Almaty in Kazakhstan, Manila in the Philippines, Iloilo City in the Philippines. My dad's from the Philippines, so I'd love to see that. Some people there listen to me. I have Brussels in Belgium. I have another German, cities, Saint-Nazaire in France, more places in the U.S., Baltimore, Houston, all over the place, Canada too. I have people in every continent, actually, matter of fact. Looking at this map, my RSS feed, I got everybody. North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, Australia. The love has grown. I can see some of these other countries right here, but I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm global, man. Spreading the word globally. I appreciate that. I didn't realize that I received so much love over the time I was gone, and I really do hope I'm making an impact on some of y'all's lives, whoever listens, whoever comes back to listen to each episode or whatnot, wherever you are. I love and appreciate you, and I hope that I made a good impact on your life. If you can, please find the Imperfect Podcast social media, Instagram preferably, or the YouTube channel. Comment, follow, let me know where you're from. I need to, I want to know that these are people that actually, and take in the things that I say. And I'd like criticism and feedback. Another reason that I'm glad I didn't, make a bunch of episodes this semester is because the state of Christian podcasts and podcasts in general is just all over the place. And anybody is saying anything. And as far as Christianity, I also goes in church too. There's a bunch of pastors that say any and anything, or may think they're saying the right thing, and it's just all over the place. And looking back on my past episodes, I'm not proud of a lot of them. Claiming to have a Christian podcast and I just don't think a lot of things I said or a lot of things that we said represent Christianity well. Maybe it's just been opinion based, or kind of the low key reflection of what you see with Christianity on social media and the world now is just a bunch of talk about the Bible without having the right understanding. So I'm glad I was able to take some time to gather that realization and also take the time to study the Bible more, and take a different approach in studying the Bible. So, like I said this in my last episode, like I prepared differently for that episode, and I felt like I properly relayed the messages of that passage of scripture that I had shared, James chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. I feel like I had properly shared knowledge of the Bible that in a way that pleases God. So I'm going to continue doing that, especially with this one. I always say I want to keep these short, but we're already at 5 minutes and 48 seconds, so, you know, I'm just going to talk. And as of right now, like, as I'm making this, I think this is good for me as well, because, like, this last week has been kind of eye-opening and rough for me, and kind of stressful, and kind of, it's on me, really. I want to talk about Mark chapter 11, verses, let's say 20 through 25. There's a lot of reasons why I want to go in this one. And like I said, kind of because of recent events, like over last week, even last month, I think this kind of resonates with me. And I think it resonates with all Christians. And it's kind of a good instruction for all Christians as far as like prayer life. To give a like short, maybe title or introduction to what the topic is, it's going to be about believing in what you pray for and believing in the things that you say. So to talk about myself a little bit, I'd say over the last month, there's been a few times where I was introduced to different situations where I was caught worrying, I was caught sad about a certain situation that I was introduced to, and I need to do some research on what the Bible defines as a season. But as Christians, we believe that we go through different seasons in life. And from what I saw, I thought I was in a season, I think I'm still in it, in a season of worry and doubt. Now, I don't know if that aligns with the Christian definition of going through seasons. I'm not even sure if the Bible like explains that. I'm sure it does, and it's kind of crazy me to say. But I need to do some research on what a season is as from the views of a Christian. But there were just a bunch of times where I was worried about somebody and I was having like sad thoughts about it. So of course, me being the man of God that I am, I went deep into prayer over these things, and I didn't stop. Like, I continue to pray about the same things to this day that I was introduced to over like the last month. And they're not even, the thing is, they're not even about me, really. They're really about other people. These situations are from other people's lives. They are close to me, and so it kind of does impact me emotionally, but it doesn't directly impact my life. Well, I'd say recently it kind of has. However, prayer. The power of prayer is sometimes overlooked. Well, sometimes people think because we pray for something and we don't see immediate results, then prayer is useless. But God isn't a genie, and he's not a vending machine for your wishes. You can pray for something, and for one, God may already be working on what you pray for. And two, that kind of just sets in motion God's plan for whatever you just prayed for. It's kind of like an act of, it's not kind of, it is an act of faith towards God, because God already knows what you need. He already knows the situations that you're going through. So like, there's no need to, I mean, you can't, I'm not saying it's wrong, but if you say, God, my mom's in the hospital, she has cancer, yeah, God knows. But God is also curious to see what is his child gonna do in response to this adversity. It's almost like what I talked about in the last episode. Through your trials and tribulations, first of all, count it all joy. Easier said than done. But second of all, in these times, turn to God when you don't know how to react. Prayer is powerful. Like I said, recent events have gotten me deep into prayer, times where I'm like stuck in, not stuck, where I'm like in prayer close to half an hour, just pleading and begging to God to turn these situations around. And I'm proud to say that the turnaround has happened in many people's lives that I prayed for, myself included. But in this situation, well, in this scenario, this is me praying for people that I deeply care for. You may pray for something, and then when it happens, you may completely forget, like, oh, wait, I prayed for that. Let me thank God real quick. And every time, I'm not going to say I perfectly do it now, but I see things happening that I wish had happened when I had started going deep into these prayers for these people. And it makes me happy that I see these things now. And in these moments, I like take a step back and realize, wait, I asked God to do this. Like, this is crazy. Like, the fact that you see your prayers come to fruition and they're actually happening. It's very, it's hard to describe. It's happy. It's mind blowing. It's just great. But let me get into the verses. So like I said, Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 25. Mark chapter 11, this is where you see Jesus make his triumphant entry into Jerusalem. You see him going into the temple and confronting the people selling livestock and basically using the temple out of its purpose, like for money purposes. You see Jesus curse a fig tree that we're going to get into a little bit as well. And then the most important part, Jesus speaking about prayer and believing about the things that you say. So I'm going to go ahead and read, starting at verse 20. I'm reading from the North American Standard Bible. I'm also reading on BibleRef.com. It's an online commentary. It's been very helpful. So, okay, verse 20. As they were passing by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots up. And being reminded, Peter said to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." To give a little bit of context, in verse 20, earlier in chapter 11, Jesus had cursed the fig tree because it had produced no fruit. So he basically said, "I curse you, for you're not producing any fruit." And he told it to wither. And then they came back and the trees withered. And Peter said to him, "Him is Jesus." All right, verse 22. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he is saying is going to happen, it will be granted to him. Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you for your offenses." And verse 26, I said 20-25, but verse 26 isn't in all translations, so I'll go ahead and read that. "But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in heaven forgive your offenses." Okay, so let's go back to verse 20. The fig tree, like I said, Jesus and the disciples had passed the fig tree for fruit. It had no fruit, so Jesus cursed it and told it to wither, and it did. Now, the fig tree is a symbol for a few things. It could be a symbol for Israel in the Old Testament, and it could also be a symbol for the temple. And also, in verse 21 and 22, like Peter said, "Look, the fig tree is cursed. The fig tree you cursed has withered." And then Jesus says, "Have faith in God." Now, there's multiple times in the Bible where Jesus kind of foreshadows future events to the disciples. And in those moments, they don't realize it. In this moment, Jesus is telling, like he's saying, "Have faith in God," mainly because he had told the tree to wither, and it did. And then he goes on to say, in verse 23, basically saying, if you say that something is going to happen, it will be granted to you. That can get taken out of context, because obviously if you say, "I'm going to win $1 million from the lottery," you may think that's going to happen, but that's just not and God's will, and that's not what God wants for you, to glorify money and want earthly material things. And even going into verse 24 and 25, basically saying, believe in what you pray for, it's the same thing with saying, believing what you say. First, you have to understand what's in God's will. And you do that by searching through the Bible to see what's in God's will. And second, you have to know, is what you ask for going to benefit you in the way that God has planned for you? Again, going through the Bible and knowing what is in God's will. And also praying for wisdom. James, like I talked about last time, in James 1:1-4, when you lack wisdom, you go to God and ask for help. And when you don't know if something is in God's will, you pray to God, ask for wisdom, ask that his will be done in whatever you're praying about. And the last part, verse 25 and 26, forgiving others, or like reconciling anything you have between another person. And it's because God forgives you for your sins, and you should forgive other people for anything you have between them. This kind of gets overlooked as well, because we sin every day, constantly, and that makes us ineligible to be in God's presence. However, God constantly forgives our sins and still shows his love to us. The sins we commit towards God are so much grander than the things we may do to, or the disagreements we may have between other people. A lot of the things we may have are petty arguments or petty disagreements. Like, you're in a parking lot upset with somebody because they took your parking spot, and then you may roll your window down and like yell at them. That's a petty sin. That's something that can be easily forgiven. And if God is forgiving our eternal sins and constantly giving us second chances, then we can take 2 seconds to reconcile or forgive somebody for doing you wrong, or even apologizing for your own mistakes. I chose to talk about this passage, like I said, because the power of prayer the power of prayer tends to be overlooked. And when we do pray, we need to have firm belief in what we pray for. You know, we can't pray for God's help and say, nah, God's not going to help me. Like, he just heard me. Now you got to believe in that. Yeah, I don't think it's too complicated. I don't think this is a complicated concept. The most complicated part of this is the fig tree. But right now, I'm not really focused on the fig tree. I'm focused on, the power of prayer. Now, how this verse relates to me and the things that I've talked about. I also want to talk about the forgiveness part. There's been, over this last week or two, there's been things that happened where I came to realize I was an issue, and I have some fault in some things in life that I didn't think I did, and that causes me to have to own up to that mistake. For one, I have to apologize. I know that's that's different from forgiveness, but when I did apologize, there was forgiveness given to me. And I'd like to think that I received that forgiveness because I tend to forgive others. And I also don't tend to hold grudges against others when they do me wrong. Something I'm going to talk about in another episode is being quick to anger, because anger leads to sin. So I'll save that for another day. However, I'm thankful that I'm forgiven by my peers and people that I care about. We should also forgive others even when we're forgiven. Because if you're not forgiving others, then how could you expect forgiveness? I'd like to think that I'm being rewarded for my acts of kindness and forgiveness. And I don't say that in a prideful manner. I say that to say, God has been good to me. God has treated me well. And God's rewarding me. I hope it's motivation to other people to see that God forgives, and so do other people. So you should also be forgiven. Like I said earlier, I've seen my prayers answered. I've seen a lot of eye-opening things happen because my prayers have been answered. So just believe in that prayer and be patient. Like I said in the last episode, it's all about patience through all your trials and tribulations. And through these times, I see approaching me, I feel kind of distress approaching me. I feel challenges approaching, and I feel a change in my life coming. And I say that to say, like, I'm going to be deep in prayer again, praying for myself probably, but still praying for others. God has given me some eye-opening events in my life, and I'm thankful for them. Stay prayed up. Please stay prayed up. Be patient. Wait for your prayers to be answered. And sometimes it may not be answered in the way you want them to be. Matter of fact, it'll be answered in a better way that you want them to be. Sometimes it will be answered the way you want them to be, but it's all about what God's will is. My favorite Bible verse is Psalm 37:4. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Like I said earlier, that can get taken out of context and thinking that, oh, I follow God, so I'm going to have money, clout, and all that. But it's really about what God's will is for you. And when you delight yourself in the Lord, the desires of your heart will adjust to God's will. That might be the bar of the episode. When you delight yourself in the Lord, the desires of your heart will be adjusted according to God's will. If you don't take away anything from this episode, take that away. But I hope that I make a good impact on anybody that listens to this. I hope you learn a good lesson. I hope you can take what I spoke about in Mark 11, verses 20 through 26. And I pray that you stay prayed up and that you believe in the things that you pray for. I will be having a lot more episodes, hopefully. I don't think I'll be having my face cam and all that because, one, I'm not in my regular setup in my college apartment, but also it's just easier for me to sit here and record and talk. And I could be a little bit more vulnerable when I'm not having to show my face. Thank you for listening. I appreciate the love that I received while I was MIA. And hope you have a blessed day or night. Thank you.